and thank you for joining us on this series of podcasts about men in early years childcare. I'm Cathy Brodie of CathyBrodie.com. Over the last few years, I've been gathering the stories of men in childcare in early years and exploring why it is still such a predominantly female workplace. Most importantly, what sort of advice would men give to those out there who maybe are thinking of joining this profession? Today, I'm thrilled to be joined by Jose Cortinez, who works for the London Early Years Foundation, or LEAF, at Earl's Court in London. Welcome to the podcast, Jose.
Hello, Cathy.
Hi. I know that you started your education studying maths, media and ICT. Can you just tell me how you went from that into early years, please?
Yeah, I started off doing maths, media and ICT, just trying to cover all my bases so after college I can go into uni and then possibly start earning money that way. Mm. But then I found out one of my close family friends was pregnant. Mm. And then she gave birth around December, January time.
Yeah.
And then I dropped out of college, helped look after her baby alongside her boyfriend and her family friends at the time. And then, I'd done that for about 6 months solid. And then when the summer came and it's time for re-enrollment, I begged for my college to let me come back in to let me do the childcare course that they had available there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I enjoyed spending so much time with the baby at the time, looking at the development, how she grew from like not doing anything apart from crying to her first bit of laughter, and then babbling and everything else.
Yeah, yeah. So seeing that right from the very start, right up, and as you say, doing some of the care as well, it becomes really personal, doesn't it? You can see it right close up, can't you?
Yeah.
How lovely. So did they let you back onto the course?
Yeah, lucky they did. I did a lot of I had to beg the head of year at that time to let me, to even trust me to come back into college, to give me a place in there.
Oh.
But yeah, she did. And then I had to work. Then I met the two lead teachers of the course, and they were excited to have just a male in the class. I had no idea why.
Yeah.
They were really excited. I could see their faces, but they were so happy. And then just the way they were talking, trying to really entice me into it.
Yeah.
I was just being oblivious and just ignoring. It's okay, cool. I'm back at college in September.
That's really nice. You had such positive encouragement to come on the course. And it's really nice to hear that that's actually happening in colleges. So which college was that? Was it in London somewhere?
Yeah, it's St. Charles Catholic Sixth Form College.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, so it's actually a sixth form college as well. How lovely.
Yeah.
So were you the only man on the course?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. How did that feel? Was that okay for you?
It felt weird at the time because I just came from, my secondary school was an all-boys school.
Mm.
And so when you come into an environment where it's mostly girls and just me.
Yeah.
It was weird seeing how their friendship is formed straight away and stuff like that. And then some of the girls done health and social care the previous year. So they all knew each other from then. Stuff like that.
Yeah. So it wasn't so much the fact that you were the only man, it was because they'd already got friendships and groups made. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's really good that you weren't made to feel because you were the only bloke that that you were sort of cut out or anything, that you had that positive experience. That's really good to hear. Now I know since you got your qualification, it's a cash qualification, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I know since you got your qualification, you've worked for a few different childcare companies, which is excellent experience because obviously you get to see lots of different ways of experiencing childcare. How have you found it going for interviews and applying for jobs as a man?
As a man, I think it's a little bit more lenient, let's say, with me getting myself through the door firstly. Because when I have doing the application process, they want to interview me as soon as they hear my voice, when they notice I'm a man and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that initially helped me get through the door. But then because of all my experience and stuff like that I've had before, I found it relatively easy to find a full-time job in the nursery setting.
Yeah, so do you think that's worked in your favour, the fact that, that you are a man in an early years profession?
Yeah, it helps me stand out. Just by reading on a piece of paper.
Yeah. Well, that's really interesting. Again, that sounds like a very positive sort of experience, that they are encouraging you to come along for interviews and work at different places. I know you're working at Leaf now. What do you think are the benefits of working for such a large organisation such as Leaf?
The support networks that's always readily available compared to working for a family-run nursery. Because they've got so many people in different departments and stuff like that, they're always able to get in contact with somebody who's more knowledgeable rather than contacting one person. He's got general knowledge of just general areas. With Leaf and other large companies, you can pick someone who's got more expertise within a specific area, which I think is so much more useful.
So are you able to sort of call on people that work in other Leaf nurseries if you've got a specialist in, speech and language, or somebody who's got a specialist area in SEN? You can then give them a phone, or you can go and visit them and say, look, I'm dealing with this. Have you got any ideas?
Yeah, we're restarting an initiative that the company was running before. I can't remember who it was run by. I think it was a guy named Stephen, but it's that men in childcare thing. It's just basically celebrating men in childcare. So a little network like that, able to get in contact with Gregory from Colville Leaf Nursery. He'll be a nice little support network for me there and other people in other nurseries.
Yeah. So that is really good that they encourage that, that talking and that networking between the different settings as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like it's been a very positive sort of experience for you so far, and you've obviously done very well in the industry. But in general, what sort of barriers do you think that there are to men, or have you even seen any whilst you've been in the profession?
Most of the time it comes from parents, prospective parents, because some prospective parents have certain beliefs and simple barriers that they don't want a male changing their child or helping dress their child if they get dirty or anything.
Yeah.
But they'll bring that point up straight. Like, not directly to myself, but to one of my colleagues.
Mm.
And then one of my colleagues will either refer the parents to the manager or stand up for me then and there and say, everyone here is all CRP checked, follow safe recruiting processes. Yeah, we wouldn't allow their child to come at any risk because there's always someone there anyways watching.
Absolutely. So do you think that's just because it's unusual and parents are just nervous because it's out of the ordinary? It's just something different, isn't it?
Yeah, but then I've seen within a month of being a new child starting the nursery, they say, oh, it's lovely to have a male in the nursery, or an old parent where I've just come into a setting, they say, oh, it's nice to have a man around the nursery.
Yeah.
At the nursery now. Yeah.
That's so interesting, isn't it? That once they get to know you, and once the idea is there, that it actually they can start to see all those positives. Yeah. And it's really good to hear that you do have managers and colleagues that are willing to actually say to parents and to other people that, no, this is the way that we're all professionals here, and that kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And so I know that Leaf and a few other places, the larger chains, have networks. Do you think there are good things? Do you think men should join networks?
Yeah, because it's all about supporting each other. Luckily, with even the first nursery I worked in, I was lucky enough to work with. It was a family run nursery, but it had about 6-7 men in there.
Really, that's fantastic.
Within that one setting, so I settled really, it was my first nursery, so I settled really into the groove really easily.
Yeah.
Managed to get along with everyone. There was always, another, like, a man within about 5 foot from me, so I can always go talk to, like, ask for advice if I didn't feel comfortable asking one of the other practitioners.
Yeah, that is outstanding, isn't it? That's really good. Was that in London as well?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So, as you say, as a first job, that you couldn't get better than that, could you? That's fantastic. Yeah. So, do you think I'm thinking if there's a man out there who's maybe by himself working in a setting and isn't part of a network, would you encourage men to hunt out those networks and maybe join that sort of thing?
Yeah, as soon as the men in childcare thing starts running and then we're going to have like a big network thing again, I'd fully encourage other men to join us so they can have a chat. So, because they could always go to the other colleagues for advice, but they wouldn't have experienced the same sort of difficulties that we would have faced.
Yeah. And especially in that network, you're going to have some very experienced people that are likely to have seen some of the problems that others are going through, and they can actually give real life advice rather than just general advice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to hear. I'm really pleased to hear that the network's going to be up and at full force. So that's super. Yeah. So have you encountered any specific difficulties? Can you think of any particular times when you've thought, you know what, this is quite tricky being a man in childcare?
In one of my nurseries when I was, it was a nursery within Ealing.
Yeah.
And it was part of one of my first room leader roles. And then it was September, we was getting new parents in.
Mm.
And then quite a few of them started pulling out because they didn't want to have me in the room.
Wow.
While I was, and obviously that's a bit frustrating because we're still trying to meet occupancy.
Yeah,
but because they don't want to be there because of me.
That's so sad, isn't it? Mm. I guess in some respects, all we can do is keep putting the message out to parents how good it is to have a man in childcare, and it is about the quality of the profession rather than the gender that's important. Yeah.
Well, what was really good about it is that it was a because it was attached to a primary school, it was a really close kind of family network area. So the word of mouth got around anyways, and they were saying how happy their children was at the nursery, so then they eventually came back around.
Oh, you see, that's interesting, isn't it? So maybe that is part of it, sort of getting the word out there. And we know that, you know, parents and so on, they talk within the community, and we know that that's one of the strongest drivers to get parents into settings. It's that reputation, isn't it? Yeah. So in general, what sort of things do you think that settings can do, nurseries and so on can do, to make the environments more welcoming for men? And I don't just mean practitioners here. I mean, you know, the dads, the uncles, the granddads and so on. What can we do to make the areas more appealing for men to come into?
Just making a more relaxed environment rather than really bombard questions as soon as parents walk through the door. Instead of bombarding questions straight away about, how are you kind of thing?
Mm.
And then bombarding straight away, ask questions about their child. It's like, take time to get to know the dads, the uncles, and other people. Because I know because it's always easier for women to talk to women. And then, because I don't know how it happens, but some practitioners end up talking to parents for like 10 minutes. Like, well, what happened there? But for men, it's just really quick and easy, like quick and in and out kind of thing.
Yeah.
But if you just take more time to talk to the men about, how they've been going at home, just make it a more calm, relaxed environment. I find that the fathers and the uncles find it easier to talk to you.
So do you think they actually come to you in particular when they're dropping off, that they hunt you out as well?
I can't really tell that for sure because I always go up to the parents anyways.
Good answer.
But like even if when you do little fun days, like the little, I remember in one of my nurses we had like a father's like five-a-side kind of thing during the summer fair, and the dads really loved it. It's time for the dads to be dads, for the kids and for the children and the moms are watching. It's like bringing back Sunday League.
Yes. everyone races after the ball. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think that would be something that would be good for nurseries and settings to do, to have those sort of activities outside of the regular times, but have them things like football or whatever it is that the dads want to do, and encourage them to come along to some of those to get to know you?
Yeah, I think it would be fantastic, because the mothers always seem to find a way of like making their friendships, because they go and like play dates and stuff like that, and then the fathers I don't find are really that much involved within those times.
Yeah.
And then if it was just like fathers being fathers kind of thing, then I think they'd get friendships out of it, and then they can create their own little kind of network kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that's very valuable as well, the idea that you're not the only dad, or you're not the only man that's actually dropping off, that there's other people, because if you are the only one that's dropping off, I imagine that would feel quite strange. But as you say, if you've got a little network going there as well, somebody you can go and another parent you can go and talk to, that would imagine feel much more comfortable for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think in general that settings are getting better at encouraging men in, both parents and practitioners, or do you think we've still got a long way to go yet?
I think we just need to, for the practitioner side, is just trying to get to the children, trying to make it more, like bring more awareness to it, that there are other men in childcare. It's not just a female, like a female role to do. Males can do it. Males can exceed well in it, because loads of the like the top people within like the large companies are male, and some of them have worked their way up from the bottom to the top.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so just to show that the men, like just get there from like the teenagers, and so before they go to college and make like the wrong decisions on a different course, they go on the course that they know they can go to uni and just have that normal kind of life through, or going to try something new and exciting.
Yeah, yeah. So do you actually see it as something quite exciting? Do you enjoy going to work?
Yeah, I love going to work, because every day is different. The children have all got different personalities. It just depends on which one they decide to bring to nursery on that particular day.
Yeah, so true.
Just the stuff that you can do with just a box and other random things that the children want to do. We'll do it, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And you just get so much satisfaction out of your day knowing that you've not just kept the children safe, but you've also pushed their boundaries. Like, you're helping build something for the future kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's part of... that's part of the joy of the work, isn't it? It's not necessarily that they will remember you in years to come, but you know that you're building those fantastic foundations for children to go on to learn and be successful for the future. Yes, yeah. Okay, so would you have any specific advice for men that are thinking about it? You've got them intrigued, they're a bit interested. This sounds like a great job to be in. What specific advice would you give men who are thinking of entering the industry?
If you do enter it, just work hard, and you will stick out like a sore thumb. But it's a good thing, because you'll be more acknowledged, and then you'll be pushed up for different roles a lot sooner. I find that a lot sooner than you normally would do.
Yeah,
and yeah, you get a really quick career progression as well. It's really good.
That's really good to hear, isn't it? Yeah, and I'm so pleased that's the way that the industry is going, that it is a very positive thing to have a man in childcare. That's great advice. Thank you very much indeed, Jose. So just to finish off, how can people find out more about Leaf at Earls Court?
Google Leaf at Earls Court. Google Leaf Earls Court on Google.
Yep.
Or give us a call on 027-835-1817, and one of our lovely team will feel free to have a chat with you.
That was lovely. Thank you very much. You did that like a true professional, like you've done that all day long.
Oh, thank you.
that really is excellent. That has been a fascinating story, and I've loved to hear how you've gone from maths, media and ICT to obviously thoroughly enjoying your job working with children. Thank you so much for sharing that with us today, Jose. I really do appreciate your time. And also for the information about the network in London as well, which I think lots of people will find very useful. Very best of luck for your future progression. I will look out to see where you end up, and hopefully I'll get to meet the network at some point. Thank you very much for joining us, Jose.
Thank you very much.
And do join me again for the next podcast about men in childcare.